We are confident that further review by CFIUS will confirm that DP World's acquisition of P&O's U.S. operation does not pose any threat whatsoever to America's safety and security.
Dubai Ports World Chief Operating Officer Edward Bilkey defended his company's takeover of London-based Peninsular and Oriental, telling a congressional panel that a new review by CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, will prove that fears surrounding the multi-billion dollar deal are unfounded. But some lawmakers were critical of the selection process that gave DP World the rights to operate U.S. ports in the first place. Senator Richard Shelby chairs the Senate Banking Committee.
The manner in which the Dubai ports transaction was handled only reinforces this committee's earlier findings that the system is seriously flawed and that corrective measures, legislative measures, are required.
Calls to amend the 12-person panel that judges the security risks of foreign companies came just as a British court approved the $6.8 billion takeover bid. DP World has agreed not to take part in management decisions affecting any of the six U.S. ports now under P&O management until May 1st. Mr. Bilkey says the company agreed to the 45-day review to ease American concerns, but he denies allegations that the deal was kept secret.
In point of fact, CFIUS actively reviewed the transaction for almost 3 months.
But controversy over the ports deal has drawn attention to other foreign investments. Democratic Party members on the Homeland Security Committee have asked the administration for details on all pending reviews of foreign business deals. Millar Sega, VOA News.